A coalition of hundreds of businesses is calling on lawmakers to pass the bill. They're backed by chambers of commerce around the state. Holly Gross with the Columbus Chamber says the bill would protect civil rights with an added bonus of bringing economic benefits, making Ohio more competitive at attracting businesses who see these laws as forward-thinking.
It's also a tool for businesses, large and small, in attracting and retaining the best and brightest talent. That's what we heard over and over again. Businesses consistently have told us that having a diverse and inclusive workforce has benefits to them. It helps their bottom line.
Sandy Anderson with Equality Ohio says these laws are imperative for LGBTQ people. She uses the example of going to Washington in 2014 to marry her wife, then returning to Ohio.
What people find surprising in many states, including Ohio, what they find surprising is that in Ohio, we still don't have legal protections for LGBTQ citizens in housing, employment, and public accommodations. And what that means is that a person can be married, post their pictures on Facebook, as we did, come back to their home state and be fired from the job, be denied housing, be denied service in a restaurant or store, bakery, what have you. And that's just not right.
Aaron Baer is with Citizens for Community Values. His conservative group is against the bill, calling it a sweeping form of legislation that would create many unintended consequences. One of Baer's main arguments is that Ohio doesn't have a major problem with discrimination against sexual orientation or gender identity.
The question is, do we need a government policy, an overreaching government policy that has strict penalties, that's vague in its nature, to deal with this? And I would say the answer is no. And I think really what shows that we don't have a problem with discrimination is the fact that you have so many businesses stepping up and saying they don't discriminate in their hiring practices. We have the Columbus Chamber here. We have the Ohio Chamber that has endorsed this bill. These are the most powerful institutions in our state that are stepping forward saying we don't discriminate.
Let me provide some information that will help answer this question on whether there's a problem to be solved. And the bottom line is, of course, there is a problem to be solved. So here's some information that might help. First of all, every day, certainly every week, Equality Ohio, our staff, receives phone calls from people all around the state who are suffering discrimination because they are LGBTQ.
Holly Gross with the Columbus Chamber chimes in on how this is already impacting business.
From a talent attraction and retention standpoint, a business does have trouble attracting LGBTQ individuals, retaining and recruiting them if they can have a job, but they may be in danger of losing their home or in danger of being discriminated in public accommodation. Businesses want their employees to be able to live their best lives, and that's just not possible without these protections in place.
Baer feels that there are business owners and employees who would be denied freedom of religion and speech if their decisions affected a customer or another employee in a way that contradicted these proposed anti-discrimination laws.
To tell those people that you're going to lose your job if you speak out on these issues, if you share your opinion, that's the opposite of pluralism. That's the opposite of us living together. That's saying if you disagree, you're going to be punished. And we see those things happening.
I would say laws that were intended to shield religious liberties are now being used as a sword against anti-discrimination policies.
The bill has had two hearings in the House, which included testimony from several business groups. While it does seem to be picking up more support, it's unlikely the bill will see a committee vote before the House leaves for summer break. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.